Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Lindsay Carney and Evie Stewart of the Masser Museum in Monroe. Welcome. Thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you've got a big new exhibit coming up. I guess things are always going out and coming up, and this one's called Treasures of Art Nouveau. Evie, you're the executive director of the museum, so let me just jump in. What the heck is Art Nouveau?
Art Nouveau, first of all, it's beautiful work. It is stunningly beautiful work. It's all work that is from 1890 to 1930, and I'm going to have Lindsay jump in a little bit because it was created as a reaction to the ornate themes of the Victorian era. And I'll let Lindsay jump in a little bit on what exactly makes something an Art Nouveau piece.
Well, in the 18th and 19th centuries, you have art and architecture looking backwards. You have historical styles based on Renaissance styles, based on medieval styles with the late Gothic. And then you also have the Industrial Revolution. So things were mass produced. You have the hand of the artist and the artisan getting further and further away from the finished product. And so the arts and crafts movement was an artist-led movement in England, mostly, that wanted to get back to that artisan-led production. And out of that came this new style, the Art Nouveau, which is very organic. There's lots of sort of sinuous lines, lots of inspirations from nature, inspirations from fantasy, and it's really beautiful.
And the female
stuff.
As muse as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Female as muse. There's lots of portraits of beautiful women in this exhibition, but it's a really interesting exhibit because it's so the objects that we have are so eclectic. There are paintings, there are prints, there are drawings, not just two-dimensional art. There are beautiful vases, glass vases, pottery vases. There's furniture in this exhibition. It also reached out into furniture. We have a handful of that. We've got a Tiffany lamp. We've got some pieces by Tiffany. We've got three lamps in the exhibition. So it's there's kind of little interior scenes that are set up as well. It's really a stunning exhibition, and if you are someone who's listening who has any interest in Art Nouveau or in that time period or just in beautiful works of art, you definitely need to make it a point to come down to the museum and see this exhibit.
Lindsay Carney's with us. She's the curator of collections and exhibitions. That means, I guess that's your job to go find all this stuff. So yeah. Where did you find all this stuff?
Well, this was actually curated by an independent curator out of Milwaukee, and the whole exhibition comes from a private collection from Milwaukee as well. And we had worked with this curator in the past, bringing in exhibitions to the museum, and she presented us with this really incredible selection of work, and we couldn't pass it up. So we went up to Milwaukee and picked it up and brought it back down. So this is actually the first time that it's been on display out of Wisconsin.
When we say we went to Milwaukee, you drove the truck, right?
I mean, yes, I personally went up to Milwaukee and helped drive it back, yes.
So how much stuff did you bring back from Milwaukee?
We have about 100 pieces in the show, individual pieces, again, like Evie said, from prints and paintings to pieces of furniture and lamps and vases and... it's a great variety.
Now, this is opening September 5th through November 23rd will be when it closes. You've had a chance, because you're curating this thing, you've had a chance to go hang all this art and put it all up in the museum. What's your favorite thing you've seen so far?
Oh, that's such a hard question. I have several favorites, but there's a pair of green glass claret jugs. They were used to... put wine in them and you serve wine out of them, with gorgeous silver mounts and silver handles, and they are just so gorgeous and they sparkle, and so they're in a little glass display case, and I think people will really enjoy them. But I mean, there's nothing in the show that isn't stunning.
When I think claret jug, I always think like golf trophies. Because you always see those silver jugs they give you when you win a golf tournament.
Right, right.
You know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what
you're talking
about.
Okay. Just think fancy silver jugs.
I watch golf.
This is kind of a neat deal. Talk to me a little bit about how you guys decided on this.
Well, you know, we change out exhibitions, as you mentioned at the beginning. Every 10 to 12 weeks, we change out an exhibition. And we really try to have a variety of exhibitions. So, for example, the next exhibit that opens after this is called Synthesis, Art and Nature in the Post-Digital Age. And it's all going to be completely contemporary, you know, using methods like 3D printing, and it will be some video art. There's going to be virtual reality. So we try to have a little bit of everything, you know, different eras, different styles of art, different time periods, different mediums, media, I should say. And just because usually when we get an incoming exhibition, it's taking up the entire museum. So we try to have something that everyone will like. And I did also want to mention that the reception that is this Friday is actually open to the public. It's from 5 until 7, and there will be a curator talk with the curator of the exhibition that will be at 6 o'clock, and we would love to have people come out.
Lindsay, you've got another event coming up called Vintage Monroe. This is kind of like Antiques Roadshow with a twist.
Yeah, a little bit like that without, you know, infringing on their copyright, but
right.
that's essentially what it is. We have a local experts in antiques and collectibles who will be on site at the Mazur Museum on September 28th. We're doing this 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And anybody can bring by your antiques or collectibles to be verbally appraised. So if you don't know much about them, you can maybe get a little bit of background information, get an idea of what they might be worth. And it is $10 per appraised item. This is a fundraiser for the museum. But it is free to come in and watch the appraisals and view the exhibition, too.
So that's coming up on Saturday, September 28th. So find your thing you've been wondering about and bring it to the museum then. 10 till 2, September 28th. And again, the Treasures of Art Nouveau, what are the dates that it runs?
Treasures of Art Nouveau runs September 5th through November 23rd with a public reception on Friday, September 6th.
And you can find out more by visiting?
You can visit our website at mazurmuseum.org, or you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Mazur Museum for all three of those.
That's Lindsay Carney and Evie Stewart from the Mazur Museum. You can find out more about this and other Lanyaps by visiting our website at kedm.org.